According to Regent Jeffrey Bartel, the trade-off works like this. By lifting the cap from the current 25% for out-of-state undergraduate admissions to 27.5%, the UW system's flagship campus in Madison will be able to admit 200 more Wisconsin residents.
There is a financial benefit to the university to bring in non-resident students because each of those students pays tuition that supports at least two other resident students. So there is a real benefit to that.
Non-resident tuition is about double what it is for state residents. The UW's policy of controlling the enrollment of out-of-state students was created in 1966. UW System Vice President Mark Nook says the purpose was to ensure a diverse student body. At yesterday's meeting, Nook read from testimony presented by faculty members to the Regents in 1966.
A mere handful of out-of-state students would not provide this broadening influence. Each social group, each class, each cluster partaking in an argument should have its contingent of people from out of the state if our students are to get the most from the experience.
The full Board of Regents will vote today on raising the non-resident admission cap. Regent John Drew says he supports the move, but he also urged the board to consider raising tuition rates for both non-resident and international students to help cover the cost of admitting more state residents. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.